Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Loud and Proud Radio Show, only on BlastTheRadio.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loud and Proud. We have very special guests with us tonight. They are called the Seven Snakes. There's only four of them, so there might be a math problem here, but, you know, I think they can figure it out. They are musicians, so I think they know some of their math. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? Good,
thanks.
Very good.
So we have, first off, I see on my left, we've got Ross Howard. And Ross, who are you in the band? What do you do?
I'm the singer, vocalist.
You're the vocalist. What's your background?
Yeah. Not much, really. I played in a few cover bands, kind of here and there, and I played guitar for a bit. I played bass for a bit, but I think I really found my own singing.
Okay.
And so that's where I'm at right now.
And what's your genre of vocals? Like, what would you say your range is? Is there someone that you like to, you know, is there an inspiration of some sort you have?
James Hetfield, Metallica was probably my number one.
Okay.
If I can sing it, I do my best. If it's a bit high, then I fake it. You know, if it's a bit low, I fake it, whatever. But, you know, as long as it sounds good.
Well, you know, the underwear trick, right? Tight, loose. You know, it works.
Yeah.
And then on my right, we have Kevin Jones. How's it going, Kevin?
Good.
And who are you and what do you do in this band?
I'm the founder and lead guitar player of the band.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you founded Seven Snakes.
Yeah, well, like I mentioned in our brief little conversation earlier, the band was formed out of my need, I guess, in a sense, to do something different in Ottawa. After I'd left the band, I'd been in a few bands before then, but the last band I was in was just, for me, it wasn't going in the direction that I wanted to go musically. You know, that band has been around for a long time, and they kind of have their set way of writing and thinking. And there was one point during the time in that band, I was going through a divorce. And so I had taken some time off, and they, you know, they said, if you want to come back, you know, after things get better, you can do so. So I did. And the whole outlook and feel had just changed completely. So I was kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to continue on with that, because I had my own ideas. And while I was away, I was also writing stuff on my end, just here and there, just to kind of, you know. So, and it wasn't matching up with what they were doing. So I ended up leaving, and then took a bit of time off to kind of figure out what I was going to do next. And, in the end, I decided to start something new, completely new from scratch. And it's always hard to do that, to find the right people to do it, but it worked out in my favor. It's been trial and error over the years, but, the things have worked out pretty well so far.
It's like any other band. I get that. You go through a lot of different people sometimes until you find the right mix, right? You
exactly.
Got to find the right recipe. I'm sorry about the divorce thing, too. I see you've got yourself a Harley Pedalson in the back to get yourself around.
Exactly, yeah.
You're still mobile on something.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
What's your background?
Well, you know, I've been playing since the age of 13. I was originally born and raised in Montreal. I moved to Ottawa in 1999. When I got here, I really didn't do a whole lot musically. I'd gotten married at that time, and, you know, the newlywed thing. So I was still not ready to kind of just jump into music. So I took about 3-4 years off of doing anything musically. And then I did get back into music. I actually started being a promoter.
Okay.
Here in Ottawa. So that's how I kind of got to know a lot of bands, venues, owners, and so on and so forth, and other musicians. And I wasn't playing. I did a little bit of graphic artwork here and there. And so I started doing show posters, and I started doing, you know, helping the bands get promo and merch and this and that. And,
nice.
You know, and I didn't charge for it. I was just doing all this for free just because I wanted to get to know people more.
Yeah.
And then probably about, you know, 2-3 years after that, I started saying, okay, I want to get playing. And so in 2012, I got into a band, and then I started there was a few bands after that. So
that's awesome. Good stuff. Now there's a guy there with this beautiful painting in the background there that I really liked. And don't spell out your address because it could disappear. Mr. Carl, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well.
So what's your position in the band? What do you do other than the wristbands?
I bring the thunder.
Oh, you do, eh?
That's right. I keep you on the bottom end, man. My main man, Pat, we are the team that, define the rhythm, define the shaking bass.
The foundation.
All that fun stuff. All the pounded stuff, exactly.
So what's your experience, Carl?
Oh, man, I've been in the... I've been in the scene a long time. I mean, 10 plus years. I've been in a lot of bands. I've been a journeyman player. I've worn a lot of hats, much like Ross, over the years.
Okay.
And I was a guitar player for a long time. And then I kind of fell into the bass, and it just became a really good fit because I was more of a rhythm guy back in the guitar playing days. And it's just... me, the bass, and the drums were all just lockstep, and it just feels really good. It's a good fit.
Well, that's good to hear. And of course, Pat, well, being the drummer, obviously, well, my favorite member of the band, because we're just the dumbest ones around, How's it going, Pat? Good to meet you.
Hey, I'm doing good. Good, buddy. Thank you.
So what's your background, man?
So my background, well... I used to be a classical musician.
Okay.
So I started in high school. I played like a wind orchestra. And then I jumped in on a stage band. So I played jazz, blues, Latin stuff for many years. And like probably 13 years ago, I met somebody and we played for 11 years just jamming riffs, learning metal stuff and just for fun, So one day I just post an ad on Ottawa Musician, or I don't remember.
Facebook.
So anyways, the same day, Kevin wrote me back, said, hey, buddy, need a drummer. So he sent me like songs that he did. And on my way there, I learned the three songs.
Yeah.
And since then, like 2 years ago, probably 2 years now.
Yeah, pretty much 2 years now.
Pretty much, yeah. So the last 2 years, we jam, we had fun, and kick ass. Woohoo!
And you're paving the road. Now, j'entends aussi un accent français. Suis-tu bien correct?
Ben, c'est ça, mon chum, ouais.
C'est ça, je pensais.
All right.
So we got two French people in here. Any other French people? No? That's it?
Yeah, minority, brother.
Well, came from Montreal, so you must speak some French. Yeah,
I'm fully bilingual. Yes.
Oh, okay. So there we go. Another one. Okay. So
we got 50% French in the band. 50% French.
So we can't do the Quebec audience.
Red cold for Canada.
It works out even, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Now, especially with the drummer, he takes out the French licks, right? It's kind of fucks you up.
French attitude.
Exactly.
So Seven Snakes, I would like to know.
Here we go.
What genre of music are you? And obviously you write some originals, but do you also do covers and stuff?
We've tried. Well, I mean, we've always been an original band. Lately, in the last, I would say probably 6 months, we've been trying to toy with some covers, just because there's talk about it, and because we all four of us have really different tastes in music, it's always kind of hard to narrow down one song and say, yeah, we're going to do this, and or we're going to do this, or we're going to do this. And we get to jam, and then we're like, okay, we're going to do our stuff. And then we kind of mess around with a cover and go, okay, then we'll go back to our stuff. It's kind of like, so it's like, we've never really fully committed to doing a cover. I mean, I'd like to, but it's just one of those things where I think we're so, because right now also we're in the studio working on our third album, so that has taken precedent over anything else at this point. So, but it's not out of the question at all. We've discussed it many times, and I think we will at some point put it in our set list. But until then, it has to be determined, I guess, more or less.
So, what's your genre of music?
It's Well, I mean, for the long and short of it, it's hard rock. I mean, our influences come, all four of us come from various different places. You know, hard rock with a bit of groove metal, I guess, if you want, kind of mixed in blues, a little bit mixed in.
That's cool.
So it's kind of a little bit of everything. But, you know, mainly, I guess the main genre would be tagged as hard rock. So
now, so you guys already, you said you're working on your third album.
Yeah.
So do you I didn't get a chance to look up everything, but you have a YouTube channel, obviously, and you've got, you got some originals up there.
Correct.
Okay. How about this? Let's, I really want to hear who Seven Snakes are, and I think the audience would like to hear that. So give me the name of a song, and what I'm going to do that, that you have on your channel that you can all agree on, and let's go to that channel. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this in this video too.
Sure. So the newest release we did off, which is going to be on the third album, was called Normal Life.
Okay.
And we released that last August. And that just because it had been so long that we had released anything, and I wanted to release something with the new guys, you know, because they're important and they're part of this project. So we decided to release that one as a single. But that is the newest song in our library right now. We do have much more, but again, it's all in the studio. So that would, I would have to say that is the kind of the, probably the best example at right now.
And you have a good video of that one, you were saying?
Well, there's no video. There's just, there is a link in the YouTube. If you look up Normal, or actually under our page, there should be a link for it.
But it is on YouTube, so I can use the YouTube video?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's, what's the name of the song again?
Normal Life.
Okay, guys, we're going to listen and, well, watch the video of Normal Life from Seven Snakes. Welcome back. You just heard that song from Seven Snakes. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Kevin?
I can, but I think Ross would probably be better at the lyrics, because I think he's I mean, it was I just kind of write the, I kind of write the riffs, and I mean, everybody else contributed to it, obviously, but I think Ross usually has some pretty cool lyrics that he has some meanings behind, so I'll let him explain.
You wrote the lyrics, Ross?
Oh yeah.
Oh well, then tell us about it.
Well, honestly, the past number of years have been kind of difficult from a health perspective. I had come down with shingles, and that introduced me to a whole world of pain. And then on top of that, of course, taking all the medications and dealing, trying to get on top of it and stay on top of it, it was quite a struggle for a long time. So, of course, every day dealing with it, you know, you just want to go back to a normal life and try to figure out what was normal before or what's the new normal going now. So really that's where that song came from. It was, you know, a dark place, you know, dealing with the pain. So that's,
and that's where the lyrics come from. It's pretty cool. Now, Carl and Pat, which songs are you guys really attached to that you really enjoy playing? Let's start with Carl. Is there a favorite song that you guys recorded or working on that you really like to dig into?
Well, there are definitely songs on the upcoming new album that, you know, I'm really, really stoked about. I'm not going to, you know, talk about them in too much detail because the album's not out yet. But suffice it to say, yeah, there's some songs that I really like to dig into. And as I kind of over-talked on Kevin earlier, you know, when he was talking about that recording process and we were talking about, you were asking about cover songs, I was going to mention, just chime in, that there's still writing going on. So that kind of plays into us not playing covers, but yeah, there's a lot of meat on the new album that I'm definitely stoked about. If I'm going to talk about, say, the older albums, like the last release, I got to say, it's still the song called Lowdown. I really dig into that tune. I always, even when I rehearse it, we'll practice it, we'll play it live, just really stomp on that song. That song is a killer.
You get right into it. You really feel it.
I get stoked about it. I get like hair standing up on my arms when I play that song.
And what about you, Pat? Is there a specific song that you enjoy drumming that you feel like you're just giving it your all and you're loving it?
Well, you know, Normal Life has a special meaning for me because it was my first professional recording, if you want to say it like that. So yeah, I'm happy because I put my work in that song with the other guys, you know, and we created something very nice. And for the upcoming album that's coming up, there is the one song, it's Chaos Theory. Great song. You'll see, it's a powerful song, not too heavy, not too much, but not
too little,
not too less.
Well balanced.
Man, for real, it's gonna be an album that you guys can listen into their car, you know, enjoy a fucking day, you know. But for real, I'm very happy of the work that I'm doing right now with the guys, and we have an easy chemistry as well, so it's easy to say something and nobody's feeling insulted. So,
okay, that's good. That's a good chemistry right there. When you can all give each other constructive criticism and, you know, you take it in stride. That's important in a band. It sounds like you guys have a lot of that going around and a lot of good gelling, right? From we heard that in that song that was just played. Now, when do you think this album's going to be released?
Carl is actually going to do his bass tracks on Monday coming. So on the 15th, I think it is. Yeah, 15th. So we'll get the bass tracks done. And it was funny because we pulled another song out of our library that we all enjoyed playing. And so we initially had 7 songs, and then we're going to do one more, so we'll have 8 songs. So once those bass tracks are done, I guess we'll go back and do that one more song just to finalize everything. So Pat will have to go back and do his drum tracks, and I'll do my guitar and so on and so forth. So just to round out the album. I'm hoping, if all goes well, I would say mid-summer, maybe. The time that everything's mixed and mastered, and, you know, we'll definitely be planning a show for an album release and so on and so forth. So, because we, when the last album came out in 2020, well, we all know what happened to 2020. It went in the shitter. We lost, you know, worked our asses off for a whole 6 months to get that album out. And then when March of 2020 came around, the studio had to shut down. We were the last client to be allowed to go in and do Ross's vocals. And so we got that done. And we couldn't go out and promote the album whatsoever. We had to do everything online, you know, promote. We couldn't do any shows for the last year and some, before the pandemic kind of lifted a little bit. So now this time around, we're hoping to do a big show with some local artists that we enjoy playing with. And, you know, we'll have a CD release party, hopefully, or something like that, and go from there.
Now, there's a good question for you, since you were recording artists, and I recorded too during the pandemic when things were starting to reopen, and there was still and this was at Vibration Studios, and they were just starting to reopen, and we were there for my previous band. And how do you guys describe the changes in the music scene in the Ottawa area since the pandemic?
I think that, you know, because things were shut down for so long, people were just missing it so much that, you know, it's come back. I'll give an example, like the Rainbow. They were, you know, they were funded a bunch of money to reopen and to save that venue. And we're very happy that happened. And, you know, our car, and we kind of joke about it, but we say our home base, which is the Brass Monkey, we've played there several times. We're good friends with Scotty. And, you know, he went through a lot of tough times and still sticking around. And luckily, a lot of venues that are still here. We've lost some, obviously, during the pandemic, but a lot of them are still here. And I think because of that, people are more appreciative of shows now that they can go out and go, you know, yay, we can actually go out and see a show and support local again, or support, you know, touring bands that are coming through Ottawa or whatnot. You know, I think that's important. So
when do you guys have any shows coming up?
We kind of put everything on the back burner right now, just because the album has been taking up a lot of our time and writing and so on. And we've had a few show offers here and there, but again, it's timing, and it's also, you know, to have everybody off at the same time. And, you know, some people were dealing with vacation or illness or whatever. So we kind of like, you know, it's either we all go or we don't go at all. Like we don't, I'm not going to force anybody to do anything they don't want to do, and vice versa. Like, they're not going to just up and go and show because there's one available.
Yeah.
It has to be the right suit for us, and it has to be the right timing for us. You know, there's bands out there that play month after month after month after month, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. We try not to saturate our city too much with shows because people just stop coming see you after a while, right? You know.
So. Yeah, it becomes the same old, right? It's no longer... Yeah. It's no longer as fun anymore when it's just the same things over and over again, right? I get that totally. It becomes monotonous, and, you know, I totally get that. And we are seeing a lot of that, where we're seeing a lot of smaller bands now doing a circuit that's over and over again, right?
Yeah.
You know, we know they're going to be there. This week, we know they're going to be over there.
You know, and I'm not knocking any of those bands. I mean, we're friends with a lot of great bands in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing I've noticed over the last few years, it's like, it seems like it's always the same bands playing the same shows with other same bands again. And it's just like, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we try to stand out as a band and try to be different than everybody else, and try not to, you know, oh, well, we just saw Seven Snakes a month ago. We're not going to go see them this month because they're playing whatever, you know. So when we play, it's because it's been, you know, a couple of months or a few months even, and go, oh, crap, we haven't seen these guys in a long time, so we're going to go see them. We want people to be anxious to come and see us and not just, it'd be the same thing over and over, right?
You want it to be a bit of a novelty, right, where people come in and they're excited. They're not, and you also want to put on, I mean, for me, with my music too, if we go out, it's, we got to put on a really good quality show. I'm not going out there to put a half-ass show. And, you know, we want the energy. We want to be able to put on a good show. And I can see that in you guys, that you really want to put on a good show. Exactly. Now, one of the questions I have is, you're not doing your shows and you're recording. Mm-hmm. How can we support Seven Snakes? Now, you've got some albums out there. Let's talk about how people can procure some songs or buy the album, websites and stuff. And I'm going to put all those links in the description in the video as well. But let's talk about that a bit.
Well, we have our website that I think I sent you the link at sevensnakes.ca. And on that site, at the bottom page, there's our links for our YouTube page, our Facebook, or so on. The only thing I unfortunately couldn't add to that is our Spotify account for some bizarre reason. But we are on Spotify and Apple on pretty much 20 some odd different music streaming services. So they can, you know, look us up and you'll find us there. And we have a Bandcamp page as well, which they can go and download records from there or individual songs if they prefer.
Right on.
So yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to follow us around.
It's important that we support the local band members, all the bands, because, you know, again, we all know since the pandemic, things did change. And this is what this show is about getting bands known and out there. Ross, how do you feel about how things are going?
Fantastic. Honestly, when the pandemic lifted.
How about you, Carl? All right. Pat, sorry, Well, everyone seems to be in agreement, man. This is great. So, hey, Ross, if you had something to say to the people out there who support you or people don't know, what would you say?
Just have a listen to our music. We'll win you over pretty quickly. We've got some good tracks. Pretty much anything will fit your palate. We got some slow stuff and some heavy stuff. And yeah, we give her all. We give it our all every time. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you really being the front man, you got to put on that show, right? You got to interact with the crowd and really get out there.
Yes.
What about you, Carl? What would you say to the people out there?
Come out to our shows, you know, check out all our music. Like Ross says, we got awesome banging tunes. I got to say, like Patrick says as well, we have fantastic chemistry. And it really translates well into the songwriting process, because I was actually marveling at one of our last rehearsal sessions, where I was marveling at how easily and how quickly a lot of the songwriting comes along. I've been in a lot of bands, and I gotta say, I've never had such a pleasant songwriting experience with such excellent results as I have with Seven Smiths.
That's good.
You're gonna make me cry. Stop it, Carl.
That's good chemistry right there. You guys have got something going on.
And, yeah, you know, I have to say, you know, we've had a few member lineup changes over the years since 2016, and I have to admit that these guys are probably the best lineup that I've had, or I mean, I should say I have. The band has had over the last, you know, while, and they've been around. All of them have been around, you know, with the band now for a couple of years. Carl, actually, Ross has been with me since 2018, so. You know,
nice.
But Carl and Pat have been around, you know, for the last few years now. So, and everything just kind of gels, because we just like having fun. You know, I figured the way I look at it is if it stops being fun, then it's time to just pack it in and go. Right. So
100%. And Pat, what about you? What would you say to the people out there?
Well, no, you have nothing to lose. Come see us. Listen to our music on YouTube, Spotify, whatever, you know.
Like, buy the tracks, man. Buy the tracks, right?
Yeah, well, buy the tracks. Whatever, just listen to our music. You know, we want to get known, and I don't know. We give a good show, you know.
We're not that crazy ass band,
you know. Like, we're not Monthly Crew, you know.
I'm actually kind of glad, because I don't know how much Vince Neil I could handle now. Seriously?
Yeah, Ross can sing circles around Vince Neil at this point. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be listening to some of that stuff myself, too, because, you know, I deal with a lot of other music stuff. So every now and then I get a chance to go on and just browse around, and I definitely want to browse. And you know, I want to say thank you to all you guys for coming on. This was a fantastic interview. I love getting to know another original band from the Ottawa area who's working their butt off to make something really cool and unique that you're having fun doing. That's what's the most important thing, is you all seem to be enjoying this very much, and it's not work.
No, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's funny. And there was a quote, I mean, from Lemmy a while back, and I remember, and it kind of rings true. And he was saying, he goes, any band that's out there on stage recording, selling merch and doing their thing, if you're telling me that you don't hope to make it big one day, you're bullshitting yourself. So, you know, and I think that with all the hard work and effort, sometimes you kind of hope, you have that little glimmer of hope and saying, it'd be cool, you know, it'd be cool.
But that's true.
But, you know, it's, I think we do it for the passion. We do it for just the enjoyment of playing live, the adrenaline rush we get from playing live. And so it's fun, you know.
Well, this was awesome. Everyone, this was Kevin, Ross, Carl, and Pat of Seven Snakes. check them out. The links on their site is going to be down in the description. Share the shit out of this video and help them get known, because they are from the Ottawa area. And well, Ottawa's music scene is awesome, and it's only going to keep getting better when we have bands like these guys going around and putting out some amazing music. Thank you guys so much for this interview. I really appreciate it. I look forward to doing it again sometime. Maybe we'll set something up when your new album is out so we can do a release on that. How's that?
That's cool.
I look forward to that. You guys have yourselves a fantastic evening.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Take care.